titled the sermon today, The Seven Tests of Relationship. And these tests, praise God, are found in the first epistle of John. Amen. In chapter 1, we're going to begin with the test about those who say they have no sin. That's 1 John 1, verse 8. Listen to what the Bible says. It says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Now, Jesus Christ is the truth. And he says, if we say we have no sin, then the truth is not in us. We're not saved. We don't know Jesus, really. In verse 10, if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Praise God. Amen. Now, these two verses is really talking about two different things. But praise God, amen, you just listen, and praise God, try to explain it to you, amen. Those that truly become Christians, amen, they have to realize that they're sinners. Praise God. I mean, I've met people that say, I've always been a Christian. Now, how is that so? Because to become a Christian, you must repent of your sins and believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Being baptized as a baby ain't going to cut it. There's got to come a point in your life where you realize that you're a sinner and that you need salvation, praise God. If we've never come to the point of saying, Lord, I'm a sinner and I need to be saved, then more than likely we're not saved, praise God. God doesn't have grandchildren, amen. He's got children. Praise God, you got to be born of God. I don't care how good a parent you had, praise God. They can't save you. Praise the Lamb of God, you have to come to God yourself and cry out to Him with a broken and repentant heart and say, God, save me, amen. Praise God. So if anybody says, amen, I've not sinned, I've never sinned, you know they ain't a Christian, because you got to confess that you're a sinner to be saved, amen. Then on something else, you don't see it too much in churches today, but back in the 1800s, there was a doctrine called holy flesh. Praise God, they told Brother Mike that once you get saved, amen, and receive the Holy Ghost, that the sin nature of the flesh was destroyed and you would never sin again. It was impossible for you to stumble or sin again. Now, you don't see that in churches too much now, but it's, praise God, a false doctrine, amen. If anybody tells you, praise God, that they're without a sin nature, amen, today, they are lying to you. Everybody that's saved, that's truly born again, man, there's a war going on inside them. Praise God, the Spirit of God is warring against the sin nature of the flesh, praise the Lamb of God. Before you were saved, there wasn't a war. You was a sinner, controlled by the devil, amen, doing the devil's will. But after you get saved, the Holy Ghost comes in, and praise God, you have a desire to do the will of God, and the flesh wrestles against the Spirit, praise God, and it's up to you who wins. You get to decide, amen, are you going to walk in the flesh today, or am I going to walk in the Holy Ghost of God today? Amen, I tell you, if you seek the face of God and draw nigh to Him, praise God, and get the power of God in your life, you can overcome the flesh, praise God. Amen, you can overcome it, but it's still there. And you let down on your praying, you let down on your scripture reading, you let down on your seeking God, and that flesh is going to rise right back up and fight you again. Amen. Praise God. Every child of God has a struggle going on inside of him. Amen? There's a struggle, praise God. The lust of the flesh. Trying to overcome the Holy Ghost of God in your life. Amen? But if you love God, you're going to let the Spirit control. You're going to let the Spirit lead you and guide you. Praise God. Amen? Thus, praise God, to be saved, we've got to admit we're sinners. Amen? Once you're saved, you're going to fight, praise God. There's going to be a battle on your hands between the flesh and between, praise God, the Spirit. So praise God. Now look at 1 John chapter 3 at another test. Praise God. The Bible teaches us those, amen, that continue in sin are not of God, not born of God. Look at 1 John 3 verse 5. And you know that He was manifested to take away our sins. Speaking of Jesus. And in Him is no sin. Whosoever abides in Him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth has not seen Him, neither known Him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as He is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that He might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. Amen. Praise God, amen. After reading chapter 1 and them two verses, a whole lot of people was wiped their brow. And they say, well, praise God. And they use it as an excuse to live in sin. Amen. If we're living in sin today, we're not having a battle in us, praise God. Amen. We done lost. But we never entered into the fray in the first place. Those that can live in willful sin, praise the Lamb of God, they do not know God. They're not living in a personal relationship with God. Amen. Praise God. If we live in a habitual sin, then we do not know God according to the Word of God. Amen? Those who live in habitual sin, I don't care what sin it is, habitual, practicing sin. What does the Bible say? It says they're of the devil. Amen? The devil sins from the beginning. If you've been born again, if you are born again and living, praise God, in the presence of Christ, and the presence of Christ is living in you, praise God, there's conviction over sin. Amen. I don't mean, praise God, where it says committed. I don't mean you don't stumble. It means you don't live in it. Praise God, if you sin as a Christian, there's conviction. But you know what? There's conviction also if you're a sinner and you sin. You know what the difference is? A Christian, praise God, won't stay down in a hog pen. I mean, when that conviction comes because they love God, they'll go confess the sin to God and say, God, forgive me of my sin and cleanse me of all unrighteousness, oh God. Amen. They repent. Those that can stay in the hog pen, they're swine. They're not children. Praise the Lamb of God. How can we say we're saved and live in sin? Can't. What does Jesus save us from? You shall call His name Jesus because He shall, not might, save His people from their sins. Amen. Christians have been saved from their sins. They're delivered from the bondage of the devil. Praise the Lamb of God. Amen. Before you were saved, you was taken captive at the devil's will. Praise God. He controls your life. He's the one, praise God, that bound you down in sin. But praise God, when you're saved, you've been delivered. Amen. When you're saved, you've been set free. The devil don't control your life anymore. You're under the bondage of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. He said, I'll put my law in your heart. Praise God, I'll put a new spirit in you and I'll cause you to do right. Amen. Praise God, it's a born-again experience. We live in habitual sin, something's wrong. Praise the Lamb of God. Today, the churches, you got homosexuals sitting in the church house. Praise God, living in that awful sin. Praise God, saying that they're saved. They're liars. Amen. And they're of the devil. Drunkards. Drug addicts. I'm saved. You're a liar. You're a liar. Praise God, if I'm addicted to it, I'm a slave to it. And God's children is not slaves. Praise God. They're free. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Praise God, those who refuse to practice righteousness. Praise the Lamb of God. We're not the children of God. Look at verse 7. 1 John 3, verse 7. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. Praise the Lamb of God. He's hitting this deception that's in the world today. Just because you claim you're a Christian, you're righteous. It's not true. He that doeth righteousness is righteous. Verse 10. In this the children of God are manifest in the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. Praise God. The practice of righteousness is a mark of true Christianity. Praise God. So many people think, well, I'm not doing anything bad to nobody. I'm not out committing adultery right now. I'm not out killing people. I'm not out stealing. So I must be all right. Praise God, that's just part of the story, amen. This Jesus that came into the world, He didn't say, don't do to people what you don't want them to do to you. He says, do unto others what you would have them do to you, praise God. Amen. The Bible says we're saved by grace through faith, amen, for good works. And Jesus said, do you good works before men, praise God, that they might glorify God the Father. Praise God, they've got to be righteous works in the life of them that's righteous. Praise God. There's got to be a power in your life, amen, if you're saved. And that power in you is going to cause you to do good. Those who are born again, praise God, they're constrained by the Holy Ghost of God to do good. Amen? Now listen. How can a man say he's a Christian when he don't pray? That'd be like you saying that body that's laying in the morgue that's not breathing is alive. Amen? That's your life. That's your breath. Praise God. How can we say, amen, that we're Christians when as we see people, amen, in need and we shut up the bowels of our compassion against them? Praise God. I'm talking about needs. I'm not talking about the wants. How can we say we're Christians, praise God, when we fail, amen, to outreach? when we fail the ministry of trying to get people saved. You've got to have that in your life if you want to see people saved, if Jesus is in you. Through something, through giving out tracts, through witnessing, through supporting the ministry, through supporting missionaries. Praise God, you've got to do something, amen, to help people. It's in you if you're saved. There's a work for every saint of God. And if you're truly saved, you're doing the works. Praise God. And he says, work while it's day. In 1 John chapter 3 again, verse 2, those who refuse to purify themselves are not Christians, according to the Bible. Verse 2 says, beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Talking about the second coming, amen. And we'll all be changed, all the saved be changed. In verse 3, and every man that has this hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure. Praise God, amen. The children of God, they got a blessed hope, and that's the second coming of Jesus Christ, when he'll split the eastern sky, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, and them that's alive and remain shall be changed, and we'll be caught up in the air to meet the Lord. Praise God, and we'll ever be with the Lord. That's our hope, amen. That's what we're looking forward to. And he says, every man that has this hope does what? Purifies himself, amen. Praise the Lamb of God. If we have this hope in us, we'll be purifying ourselves. Praise God. We'll be putting, amen, energy into sanctification. Praise God, setting ourselves apart from the world and sin. Amen, purifying ourselves. We'll be fighting sin, struggling against sin, struggling against this sin nature in us, praise God. We'll be striving to overcome evil habits and impure habits and things, praise God, that's in our life, praise God, amen. And guess what, if you'll do that, if you're a child of God and you'll fight, amen, against these things, God will give you power to overcome them. Praise God. He'll give you power to overcome sin. He'll give you power. If you don't fight them, if it's not your mind to fight them, something's wrong. Because everyone, praise God, that has this hope in himself, purifies himself, praise God. You know we're supposed to be holy. He said, be ye holy as I am holy. We're to be set apart from sin, praise God. We're supposed to have the indwelling of the Holy Ghost, praise God, and that by that power be real to us. Now listen, holiness, praise God, amen, is not, amen, what people think it is today. Holiness is not how loud you talk, or how loud you sing, or how high you jump. Praise God, I've seen pure sinners do it all. Amen? Praise God, real holiness is being obedient, praise God, to the Word of God. Amen. Letting the Word of God change you, praise God. Set you apart from the world and sin. That's true holiness, praise God. Amen. Ain't nothing wrong being loud, shouting, getting happy. That's good, praise God. But true holiness, praise God, ain't marked by that. It's about the way you live. Amen. Are you living it? And we're to be holy. He said, without holiness, praise God, no man will see the Lord, praise God. Not only the pure in the heart shall see God. That's what we're after, isn't it? Have that pure heart. Amen. If we're true children of God, it's what we want. Now look at 1 John chapter 2. Verse 3. You know, if we're seeking after purity and true holiness, we're going to be doing something. That's called keeping the commandments of God. 1 John 2, verse 3, and hereby we do know that we know Him. This is how we know it. If we keep His commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him, praise God. I mean, if we're seeking God and seeking a pure life before God, guess what? We're going to seek to obey the commandments of God. Because sin is a transgression of God's law, praise God. Hey, amen, we want to obey Him. We don't want to live in sin. Hey, amen, praise God. We want to, amen, go by the words of God. Go by the Bible. We want to live a righteous life. And He says, if you're not doing that, then you're not twice born. Hey, amen, you've got to pursue holiness, praise the Lamb of God. And the only way you can do that, praise God, is keeping the commandments. Now look, the reason, praise God, we keep the commandments, number one, is not the pursuit of holiness. It's because of love. Number one. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments, praise God. He says, he that loveth me keepeth my words. He that loveth me not keepeth not my words. Praise God, so let's just cut through all the slack. If I say I love Jesus Christ, and I'm living a habitual sin in disobedience to His Word, I am a liar according to the Word of God. No matter how I feel, no matter how I cry, no matter what, if I'm living in habitual sin, I'm a liar if I say I love the Lord Jesus Christ today. Amen? Now that's the Bible. It's the Word of God. Let it cut. Amen? It's true. We're to have, amen, the Bible says be transformed. The Bible says be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. He says, praise God, we're to walk even as He walked. And Jesus said, praise God, back in the Psalms, He said, praise God, Your Word is in my heart. I've come to do Your will, O God. Amen. The law of God was in His heart. He fulfilled it perfectly. He lived a perfect life, a sinless life. And that should be our desire. And when we fall short, praise God, it should be exception. We say, oh God, I've sinned against You and I'm sorry. Amen. We should have a tender conscience, praise God. And we should flee, amen, to the cross and seek forgiveness. I remember when I first got saved. Praise God, my heart was so soft where He saved me. Praise the Lamb of God, and so tender. Praise God, I told a stupid lie. Amen. I just got saved and told a stupid lie. And praise God, it convicted me so bad. And I ran, I began to cry out to God and say, God, would You forgive me? I'm sorry. I'll go make it right. Amen. Praise God, I was in tears because I knew I hurt my Jesus. Amen. Amen. I went against Him. I grieved His Holy Ghost. And praise God, not only did I have to confess it, but I had to go make it right. Amen. That's the work of the Holy Ghost in a believer. Praise God. And we need our conscience soft like that. So if we sin, it convicts us. Praise God. Amen. But those who know the Lord, they won't obey Him because they love Him and because they're pursuing righteousness and true holiness with God. They're pursuing a pure heart with God. Amen. That's why we obey Him. Amen. Praise God. Now look at 1 John chapter 4. Praise God. 1 John chapter 4. What the good Bible says. Something else. Praise God. Those who refuse to hear the apostles, they're not of God. Praise God. I don't care what they say. If they don't hear these apostles, they're not of God. Verse 5, it says, they are of the world. Therefore speak they of the world, and the world hears them. We are of God. He that knoweth God hears us. He that is not of God hears not us. Hereby know we the Spirit of truth and the Spirit of error. Praise God. John, amen, he's speaking for the apostles. He says, us, amen. Those that's of God, they hear us, amen. Praise God, they hear what we say and they obey it. Amen. Paul told, I believe, the Corinthians, he said, you receive their word as it is, the word of God. Amen. The Bible says if you think you're spiritual or a prophet, then you acknowledge what they taught are the commandments of God, amen. Praise the Lamb of God, these words in the New Testament, they all, praise God, was penned by these apostles and prophets. And praise God, we're to hear them. When the New Testament cuts something out, we're to hear it. When the, praise God, Paul says this is wrong. Amen, it's the Word of God. Amen? God speaking through a man. And we're to hear them. And praise God, if we refuse to hear them, then praise God, we have the wrong spirit. We have a spirit of error and not of truth. Amen. So many today, they say, I'm not following them apostles. Praise God, I'm going to follow Jesus. Now that ain't right. You can't do that. Hey man, how do you know what Jesus did and what Jesus taught except you read what the apostles wrote? Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Oh, praise God, the epistles of Christ. The apostles followed Jesus. Amen. Closer than anybody on earth. Hey man, if you're out of line with the apostles, you're on the wrong path. Praise God. You're on the wrong path if you don't agree with this word. You know, Peter said, praise God, that people, amen, would twist what Paul wrote. As they twist to other scriptures to their own destruction. Amen. It's scripture. It's inspired word of God. Amen. Those that won't hear it, they're not of God. Amen. You know, this Bible should settle everything. Everything. Listen. When that rich man Lazarus and Jesus talked about them, that rich man said, hey, would you send Lazarus to my brothers? I got these brothers. And would you tell them, amen, to send them that they might repent and not come to this place? He says, no. Hey, man, we can't do that anyway. But even if we did, they won't hear them. Hey, man, if they won't hear Moses and the prophets, they'll not repent. Somebody rose from the dead. Amen. Praise God. If I open this Bible and show somebody what the good Word of God says and they refuse it, praise God, that's all you can do. So I just pray for them. All your pleading, all your talking, all your arguments ain't going to do no good. If it's right there in the Bible plain as day, they won't hear it. They have a spirit of error in them. Amen? And it's not the spirit of truth. It's the spirit of the world and not of God in them. Praise God. The Bible, praise God, settles it for the children of Almighty God. Always. It's authoritative. Praise the Lamb of God. And there's something else, praise God, we're going to talk about. And that's those who walk in darkness. Praise God. Look at 1 John. chapter 1, verse 6. The Bible says those who walk in darkness don't know God. 1 John 1, verse 6. If we say we have fellowship with Him, with Jesus, and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. He's talking about walking in darkness. And I'm going to show you, praise God, it's just not talking about, amen, sinful living. Look over in chapter 2, verse 9, which that is darkness. But he's being specific. 1 John 2, verse 9, what it says. He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even until now. He that loveth his brother abides in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness and walketh in darkness and knoweth not whether he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes. Praise the Lamb of God. Amen. What John is talking about, praise God, is a word we call hate. Amen. Praise God. Hate has no place in the Christian's heart. Praise God. You're not to hate men. You can hate sin all you want to. If you love God, you'll hate sin. Praise the Lamb of God, you'll hate what He hates. But the poor sinner man, you want to see him saved. Praise the Lamb of God. Amen. Your brothers in Christ, you love them too. Praise the Lamb of God. Amen. You love them. The commandment that Christ gave us is love one another. He said, this is how all men shall know that you're my disciples, because you have love one for another. Praise God. And we can show that love in so many ways. Praise God. Amen. But let me tell you, if we refuse to keep the commandments of God, amen, and say we love our brethren, then we're lying. Amen. 1 John 5:2. You can read it. Listen to what it says. 1 John 5:2. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. How's that? Love will do no harm to your neighbor. Love will not do no harm to your neighbor. And it fulfills the law of God. Amen. And love will motivate you, praise God, to help people, praise God, to show them the love of God. Today people say, well, I love, but they're in total darkness. Praise God, they commit adultery. They defraud their brothers and sisters. They lie, they gossip, praise the Lamb of God, they backbite. Amen. They defame people. They're filled with strife, hatred, envy, and jealousy, and covetousness. And they say, we love. What kind of love is that? That must be some kind of fuzzy feeling people's getting. It's not the love of the Bible. Praise the Lamb of God. This world today, they call anything love. Somebody wrote in, praise God, in the newspaper and said, I've been seeing this man for 8 years, and we love each other. He's married and I'm married, but you know, we love each other. We're living this simple relationship, but it's love. No, it's not. Amen. It's not the love, amen, that God talks about. That's lust and that's sin and that's filth. Amen. And then to come before God and repent of that wickedness, amen. Praise the Lamb of God. True love, amen, is a power that's going to cause you to obey God. You're not going to harm your brothers and sisters. You're going to put them before you, amen. Amen. You'll do good. Praise God. And in the churches today, it's a whole lot down south. I never seen a beating. Praise God. I used to have some, praise God, prejudices in me before I got saved. Amen. Praise God. But after I got saved, it all disappeared. Praise God. I love the black man as much as I love the white man. Praise the Lamb of God. I love them all just the same. Amen. Praise God. We're all made of the same blood. And praise the Lamb of God. God gave His Son for them and He gave His Son for me. Praise the Lamb of God. And I love them. Amen. But there's so much prejudice in the church world today. Preachers, amen. Amen. Being a part of the KKK. Ain't that something? Praise the Lamb of God. Having hate, amen, for your brothers and sisters. It's because they got a different skin pigmentation than you. Praise God. I tell you what they are. They are in darkness. Praise the Lamb of God. Amen. If you got prejudice, amen, against the black man, the brown man, the yellow man, or whatever, praise God. The man from Mexico, the man from Italy, praise God, or wherever. Praise God. Amen. Something's wrong with you. Amen. There's sin in your life, and you need to get to the altar and pray. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad Jesus didn't say, get on that cross and say, now, Father, I'm just going to die for the Jews. I ain't dying for them light-skinned people up north and to the west. Praise God, He died for everybody, amen, when He died on that cross. Amen, praise God, they paint these pictures of Jesus like He's real light-skinned. Praise God, but He wasn't. Praise God, you look at His lineage, praise God. Amen, He was a dark-skinned man, no doubt about it. Praise the Lamb of God, but He loved us, fair-skinned people. I'm glad He wasn't prejudiced against us, amen. Praise God, if you've got the love of God in your life, you love people the same. I don't judge people by the color of their skin. I judge them by the contents of their heart. Praise God. I judge them by their character. Amen. They're either saved or they're lost. Praise the Lamb of God. They're either living righteously or they're not. Amen. The skin color ain't got nothing about it no more. Praise God. Paul says, I don't judge nobody after the flesh. I don't care what you used to be. I don't care what color skin you got, how much money you got. Praise God. But I'll judge you by the Spirit. Amen. Praise God. Are you living a life that you profess to be living today? Are you living close to this man Jesus in a holy manner? Praise God. Or has the devil got you bound down? When you look over these seven verses, these seven things we talked about, amen, are you failing the test today? Praise God. Where are you where you need to be today? Praise the Lamb of God. Or are you deceiving yourself? Amen. Praise God. Where are you at today?